Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you clap your hands the loudest you clap today?
Sing.
And praise the name of Jesus. God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
I said, God is good
all the time.
And all the time,
God is good.
God is good. Give Jesus another
God
hand clap.
You.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands to the Lord, please. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. Completely. Oh, chicken, I open up. Is it can we sing? Now lift your hands and worship the Lord. Tell him, what shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render unto Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Wave your hands. Narekele. We worship you, Lord. Glory, we give you praise. Oh, nara, nara, hey.
Nara,
nara,
hey. Nara, hey.
Oh, nara, nara, hey.
Nara, nara,
hey. We have sought your name and said, sing, Lord, and say, Pope,
see how far you brought me. And say, Pope, I'm so glad you found me worthy. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace on my head. I will sing your praise.
Sing with me. Oh, oh, oh.
Ezebube,
see how far.
See how
Lord, we will sing your praise, Lord. We give you glory. Indeed, you brought us a mighty long way. And we want to say this morning that Ebenezer, thus far have you brought us. We are overwhelmed. We are amazed at what you have done. Our only response to it all is that this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our sight. You said you will have mercy on whom you will have mercy, and you will have compassion on whom you will have compassion. And we stand here witnesses of the sovereignty of God and of his enormous grace that can pick people from the very back of the desert and set them among princes, so that the glory at the end of the day will climb up to him and to nobody else. We thank you, Father, this morning for bringing us to this place, to the Restoration Center. We thank you, Father, for the great things that you have done. And we are careful to ascribe all the honor and all the praise unto you. We bless you today. And as your word comes forth, I pray in the name of Jesus that it will accomplish that for which you're sending it. In Jesus' mighty name. And let everybody say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, give it to the Lord.
But
give it to the Lord.
Rate.
God bless you. You may be seated. And we will say that you are good, and all the miracles you can have brought us joy. For we are changed, and all the hope we have, we're placing you right now. Sing it again, and we will say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done have brought us joy. For we are changed, and all the hope we have, we're placing you right now. Sing, Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love. We declare our everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare, oh, that we love you. We declare our everlasting love for. Put your hands together for the Lord once again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, it is a great blessing to see all of
you.
And thank you for making time to be a part of our inaugural service here at the Restoration Center of the Shepherd's Fold Restoration Family.
It was Shepherd's Fold Restoration.
You missed the
family
point to give the Lord a clap offering.
God bless you. Bless you.
I am still struggling to come to terms with what the Lord has done. And sometimes it feels like it's a dream. A long sustained dream that you are not waking up from. But the more we check it out, the more we realize that it is a reality and it is not a dream. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me a minute, please. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, we've had a few challenges this morning with the power card and a few issues, but it is to be expected. It's our first Sunday here, but it's going to get better and better as we move along. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. From faith to faith. Everybody say with me, from faith to faith. Say it again, from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Underline in your Bible, from faith to faith. From faith to faith. Another scripture I want you to read with me, Psalms 84:5-7. New Living Translation, if you please.
New Living Translation.
What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10 says, in the last part, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Psalms 118:14 says, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song and my song. The Lord is my strength and my song and my song. He has become my salvation. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song and my song. When they walked through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. I want to declare to you this morning that place where you wept bitterly will become the place where you will rejoice profusely.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That place where you bore a lot of pain and sorrow will be the very place where God will give you the victory song. Shall I receive it?
I receive it.
May God take away the garment of sorrow and replace it with the garment of praise.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God bring you to a point and a place where your mourning will turn into dancing.
Amen.
Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
Then it continues and says, the autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. And may God usher you into a season of great blessings. Then look at what it says after that. They will continue to grow stronger. And each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Look at verse 7 again from the New King James Version.
New King James.
It says they go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. And I want you to underline that in your Bible. They go from strength to strength. Underline from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in
Zion.
Same verse from the Amplified Bible. They go from strength to strength. Everybody say from strength to strength. Say it again, from strength to strength. Increasing in victorious power, amplified. Each of them appears before God in Zion. One more scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17 to 18. It says, New Living Translation.
Yeah, kind of New Living Translation.
Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding us in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory. Underline that also in your Bible, from glory to glory. Tell your neighbor, the one sitting by you, from glory to glory. Tell another person, from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just as by the Spirit of the Lord. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. I made you underline three different portions of scripture. The first one was from faith to faith. From faith to faith. The second one, from strength to strength. From strength to strength. And then the third one, from glory to glory. From glory to glory. These three statements I just made will be used to describe your life in the coming days. Say from faith to faith. Say from strength to strength. And say from glory to glory. Say all three together again. Ready, go. Say it one more time. Now say it like you really believe what you are saying. Clap your hands and celebrate Jesus. If I piece these three statements together, from faith to faith, from strength to strength, from glory to glory, I can get just one statement, which is changing levels. Changing levels. Changing levels. And I stand here today and declare prophetically Jesus. Unto you that God is changing your level.
Amen. I receive it.
I said, God is changing your level.
I receive it.
Lift up your hand and declare, God is changing my level. Shout it out again. Shout it out one more time. Shout it out with all faith. God is changing my level. Hallelujah. Tell the person sitting by you, my level, they change now. So make you watch me closely. If you think, say, where I dare be my last stop, then make you watch and see. My God is changing my level. Clap your hands unto Jesus. See, my friends, when you read your Bible,
so can we trust him now?
And when you study God's dealings with his people, there is one particular thing among many things that stand out very clearly, which is this, that God always picks his people from one place and then he takes them to another place, which is usually a higher level. And so in God's dealings with his people, there is always invariably a change of levels. And that is why I can confidently say to you, my friend, that God is changing your levels. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
God is changing your level. There is a reason why we should be concerned. If we look into our lives and we realize that things have stagnated, you look into your life and you realize that you are stuck. Things are not getting better. And life is full of unrealized dreams and expectations. Full of frustrations. Full of discouragement. Reverend Carl, I didn't know you were coming. Put your hands together for Reverend Carl. Thank you so much for coming. There's reason for concern. When we take stock of our lives and things are not getting any better, because it is contrary to what God has purposed for. God has not stepped into our lives to reduce us. Listen, it is true, and I admit that in our walk with God, there are times when he will bring us low. There are times when, according to the counsel of his own will, he will strip you of certain things. But anytime he does that, it is not a permanent arrangement. It is a suffering so that you will gain. I announce to somebody today, you have suffered enough in your life. The period of gain is about to be unraveled for you. Shall I receive it?
I receive it.
Shall I receive it again?
I receive it.
It is very clear that God's intention for us is to advance us. And God's intention for us is to change our levels. And that's why I'm telling you, do not just accept things just the way they are. Especially when you can clearly see that this situation that I find myself in, it is not a good one. That this place that I found myself in, it is not a good place. And all of us must get to a point where we look at things that are not going well in our life and say emphatically, this one I no like. Anything that you don't like that you're seeing in your life, may God take that thing away.
Amen.
Shout, I receive it 3 times.
Receive it.
Shout it another time.
Receive it.
Shout it a third time.
Receive it.
And today, the good news that I have for you is that a new day is dawning for you. And it's going to be the beginning of the change of levels that you have been desiring in your life.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is the last day of the first half of the year 2024. Am I right? What is today's date?
The
30th of June. Say that again. 2024. That's today's date. Tomorrow is the first day of the second half of the year 2024. Is that correct?
Amen.
What 2024, the second half of it, is going to mean for you,
Jesus,
is a season of changing of levels.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. We are changing levels. And we have changed levels.
Amen.
As I stand here today, I am amazed at what the Lord has done. If I were to tell you that I ever thought somewhere along the line that me, I would be standing here having started a church, and the church has moved into its own premises. If somebody had told me 3 or more years ago that this was what was going to happen, I would have told the person that you are a false prophet. And I would have thrown myself to the ground and I would have laughed, kwa, because me start a church never in my wildest dream. I'm telling you something. Even becoming a pastor was a struggle. Yes, when I was little, my mother prophesied that me be obezi sofo, which means that this my son, you will become a priest. But when it happened,
as you see,
it was a struggle.
Prepared, man.
And I wasn't comfortable.
No,
I wanted to be called Brother Johnny.
I don't know, but see a friend, you may be my Johnny.
Brother Johnny.
You may be my Johnny.
Because I like to work behind the scenes. That's me.
Gosh.
And you know, this my friend used to call me American Johnny. Because my main ministry was leading the choir and singing.
If you saw no na ne sumo dwuma otaye ne se obedi adwontofo ni mo mato nyom.
And I was very okay with it. Very okay with it.
Yeah.
Then when along the line, they said they wanted to ordain me a reverend minister. That one too was a problem for me. Because I was okay with my Pastor Johnny. And the day somebody said to me that we are consecrating you a bishop, that one was the wildest for me. I remember when I was told and I got home and my wife saw my face. She said, Johnny, Johnny Ebasema. Ebasentina ye wenyi monyo. To wait, why have you made your face like that?
I know why you wouldn't, sir.
And I told her, they say,
I say, one must say,
they want to consecrate me as a bishop.
Omo person omo ye me bishop.
And she started laughing.
Oh,
she laughed at me.
She
said, Johnny Pa.
Johnny Pa.
After all these years,
if you be baby,
you haven't changed. When they said they were appointing you a pastor, same reaction.
Yeah, yeah. So for the oh yeah, and I know I say
ordaining you a reverend minister, same reaction.
Yeah, reverend minister, so,
consecrating you a bishop, same reaction.
Why your bishops had the glory?
And it's like, when are you going to get used to it?
That pain I will be doing in two, sir.
That this work that you are doing.
Say you my way.
There are different levels that God will lift you up
to.
But believe you me, I have never ever imagined that I would get to where I am today. Standing in this place and having all you wonderful people gathered to hear me preach the word of God. What you see has been born out of a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, betrayal, a lot of
injustice,
and a lot of rejection.
And it's a puno.
Yeah. That is what birth. What you're seeing, and it got to a point in my life. I just wanted to stay my somewhere because I was tired of the drama.
If you say,
I mean, drama, it's tired. I was tired of the assassinations.
Say
I was tired of the arrows.
And now for you,
flying from all over. And God just kept telling me, shut up. Don't say anything. Don't defend yourself. Don't explain your side of the story. Because often in this life, the first person who comes to say something, it sounds like the person is speaking the truth. Until the cross examination begins. And each time it was like, shut up. Because if you fight your own battle, God will not fight your battle. God started to speak to me along the line about starting this church. And I didn't want to. I didn't want to.
Because
I've never seen myself as a founder of a church. I resisted. I knew that I was going to come under a lot of attack. And a lot of accusation. And like I said, I was tired. But the more I tried to push the idea away, the stronger the conviction became. And finally, I had to surrender. And trust that God had something that he wanted to do. So, in the second half of
2021,
a few of us, my family, and a few people that I was sacking, and they said they won't
go.
Pastor James and Co.
Pastor James and Nkrofo.
Pastor Nana and Co.
Pastor Nana and Nkrofo.
I said, please. I
bear
in my body the scars of Christ. Leave me alone. And find your own destiny. I went as far as showing them which church they should go to. I asked them to go back to the same church that I left. And I showed them a particular branch to go to. I was there when they came. About 6 or 7 people. And they said, we are not going anywhere. Because our destiny is linked to you. Did I force anybody? No. There is nobody seated here today who can stand anywhere and say that me, I came to you and told you that come and be a part of what God is doing. If you are here like that, stand up and tell me that Osofo Omale, I dare you to stand up. Hey, who has stood up?
Come in my microphone.
You shouldn't be standing up like that, though. What something bad happens to you? I'm saying to all of you that there is not even one person. I went completely off social media.
Of the social media issue.
Did not for over a year. Did not advertise anything that I was doing. Warned those who were with me at the beginning that I forbid you to go anywhere and tell people to leave wherever and come to
where.
And I decided to start off in a faraway place that I call Domiabra. Somewhere in Shy Hills.
It was Shy Hills.
And I called it Domiabra. Because where we were.
So baby,
if your love is not strong, you can't keep coming and going and coming and going. And there were people who were angry with me. Because I told them, don't come. Some way, somehow, they heard.
But
there are some things that you can't keep away, even if you're not advertising. They reached out to me. And I said, don't come. And one of them is looking at me in my face. And she felt that I didn't love her. She felt rejected. But I knew what I was doing. So we started off. It was June in my living room. Just a few of us. We'll pray. Have worship.
Yeah, you're sorry.
Sometimes I lead the worship myself. Lead the praises. Then I'll share the word of God. 1 hour. Then we'll get something to eat. Hang around a bit. Then each one to his tent. And off they went. But little by little, started growing. There were times when we were in the house having the service praying. Then we hear the doorbell ringing. You go and you find somebody there. We heard the sound of prayer and worship. Is there something going on here? I said, yeah,
sorry.
Can we come?
I
said, why not? Then it started. And there's a reason why I'm telling you all of these things. Because sometimes there's a need to set the record straight. That's why I'm telling you this. There are many more things that I choose not to talk about. Because there's a reason for it. Started growing. And growing. From one level to another. Sooner than later, we had to move out of the hall. We had a carport in the house. And so we started meeting under the carport. Just a few days ago, I heard that some people were describing us as the carport church. The carport church.
Yes, I can't demo, sorry.
I didn't know. Because one of the things I decided to do was to mind my business. There are a lot of things that I deliberately and consciously detach myself from. Because I knew that where God wanted to lead us to, there was a need to disconnect from something. Otherwise, I will be impeded. So I didn't know. So that was the name of your church. Carport Church. Soon we outgrew it. Then we realized that we couldn't fit under. Because there was a lot of outreach and evangelism going on. And there were other people who had. They wanted to join. And me, I got to a point, God told me, never sack anybody. Who wants to be a part of what God is doing here? You see, I think that we are very dishonest. Especially charismatic churches. If you take a typical charismatic church, are you listening to
me?
Most of the people you find there have come from somewhere. How many of you came from somewhere to be here? Can I see by show of hands?
Nah.
That's the reality. Everybody came from somewhere. And the Orthodox churches have suffered the most. Please, let's be honest. Everybody has come from somewhere. And when they are coming, nobody fights them. Nobody tells them to go and bring a dismissal letter from where you were before. A letter that states that your pastor from that church has released you, so come.
Nobody
does that. We embrace them, accept them happily. Yet, when the time comes and some of these people decide to go elsewhere, then it becomes problem.
This
was what God said to me. Which is why I accepted to let anybody wanted to come to
me.
And I'm saying again, for me to go and tell somebody that leave this place, leave that place and come, I say, there is not even one person that I said any such thing to. So we had grilled the carport. And you see, I'm narrating this history. Have you realized that the Bible is full of history?
Amen.
Yeah. Read Chronicles, 1 Kings, 1st and 2nd Samuel. It's all history. I'm telling you this. And it's connected to the changing levels. Yeah. So it's the first part of the message. The first part is a historical account of where God has brought us from. Because we are talking about changing levels. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Soon, we couldn't fit under the carport
anymore.
So we had to now build a shed in the space out there, including the veranda. Then I also heard that they called us the Veranda Church.
And so Betty said, you're from Veranda, sorry.
Yeah. So two names.
I saw them with him, you know.
Carport Church.
Sorry.
And Veranda Church.
But
the Bible says, who hath despised the days of small beginnings? Who hath despised the days of small beginnings? For though thy beginnings be small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. And it kept growing. And then along the line, we realized that we can't be here forever. So now we had to get land. And that also came with a lot of disappointments.
And also Edia Bambu be pre-buy.
Because somebody gave a promise to let us have his land. Now when I think about it, I realize that my mind wasn't working well. Yeah. Because you see, where God wants to take you to, there are stages. If you bite something bigger than you can chew, you're going to meet a big challenge along the line. So this guy actually said, this land, you can have it. I told him, I don't have money.
Oh, Abraham said,
he said, no problem.
So for
went with a surveyor.
Went
to measure the place. Got the
indenture.
Big land. 10 plots.
Yeah.
One day I decided to go and check the land out. When I got there, I said, na land no way. Because somebody had built a solid wall all around the 10 plots that were registered in my name. Or I mean in the name of the church. I said, oh, at least they should tell me something. And I can understand. Because up to this point, Capre.
Capre.
Hey. Gentleman got tired. So now I had to look again. Middle of 2022. Somebody told me that there is a land be here. This was during the rainy season. So I drove. And I asked them, Where is the land?
Said
this one.
This
land.
It's
a river. It is a river. It looks like you guys don't understand where I am in ministry.
Me,
I should come and clear the river and build on the riverbed. I don't like
it.
You should have seen the place. Which place am I talking about? Here. Ask those who live around. And they will tell you. This is where people used to bring their cars to come and wash. Because there's a lot of water here. And usually when there's a lot of water, you realize that there's some freshness to it also. So they use the water to wash their cars and everything. That's an indication that there was a lot of water here. I said, I don't like. I went away. We're looking. Went to all kinds of places. There was nothing. Then we had a convention. And the man of God who came to minister at the convention, Apostle Emmanuel Apieni.
Apostle Emmanuel Apieni.
He prophesied during the convention that, what did he say? He said, your land is around this area. That there is a land that God has reserved for you. And at the right time, you will find it. And he said, before your third anniversary, you will locate that land. So, December of
2022,
I think I was coming from a shaman branch. Then, when I got to this turn, I just felt a strong urge to take a detour and just come and look at this place again.
So,
you're welcome. And when I got here, I was shocked. Because the river was gone. If you look behind us, there's a huge storm drain that did not exist before. But it was created. And suddenly, that water problem that had enveloped the whole of this area was dealt with. And now I could see the land. And the owner had come to fill the place. I said, oh, the river is gone. The land has appeared. And quickly started asking who the owner was. And the rest of it is history. And that's what has brought us to where we are. It proves something to me. That when you trust God, and you keep your focus on Christ and follow him every step of the way, he will bring you to a place where you will experience practically a change of levels. That is what our story, the story that I just narrated, has proven to me. That as you keep trusting God and taking it a step at a time, looking unto Jesus, refusing to turn anywhere else, and believing in him, he will change your level. started paying for the land. Little by little. Then I got my friend Reverend Anaya to put up the drawings. And the first thing we did here was to put up that small building. Because I felt that it was a facility that we needed to be able to operate effectively from here. There's a need for a caretaker space, a storeroom, a little office, and then the washrooms. So that's the first thing we built. And then this place that you are sitting in is not the church at all. It is not. The real auditorium is that foundation that you see. So the plan was to slab it. And then the shed that was over the veranda, we were going to pitch it here and then be here coolly and be building around it. And then we had a meeting, the building committee. We came to the awareness that just coming to put a shed here is very insecure. Because the veranda church, where it was, it had walls and it was very secure around it. So you could leave your equipment in the open. And there's no problem. You must understand that when you keep setting up and dismantling equipment, they spoil in no time. Somebody will just be carrying something. Then before you realize, oh! Then the thing is spoiled. I bought some TV for a certain church that I was pastoring. That it was the very day. The day we were setting up and mounting up the TV. When we fixed it, the TV,
no,
every day, because somebody had dropped it. Up to today, I don't know who dropped the TV. How many inches? 65.
Yeah, 65 inches.
The very first day we decided to mount it, and nobody owned up to it. So carrying things, setting them up, moving them up and down, it comes with a lot of problems. I realized that we can't keep doing that. And if we were to build around the shed, it was also going to cost us significantly. Then that is when the idea came. That why don't we carefully, with a lot of frugality, put up a structure here. This is where the office block is supposed to be. A three-story office block. Which will house the children's churches plus other rooms. Because we have done the fence wall this way and that way. Very strong. Why don't we try and complete this way? And I won't give you all the trade secrets. So we decided. So we set off with a temporary mindset, for which I got into trouble with the project manager. Because one kept adding on and adding on. Because in my mind, I realized that it may take a bit of time to be able to complete this. So where we are, we should make it as nice as possible, but being very conscious of cost. There's a reason why this place is not tiled. There's not even one tile in this building. Because if the time comes to move this building, we'll have to demolish the tiles. You cannot see the trusses
These
are wooden trusses that can be reused. All these windows and doors. They can be reused. The carpets. They can be reused. Carefully planned. And carefully thought of. And that's why we are where we are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is not it. But thus far has the Lord brought us. Tell the person sitting by you, Ebenezer. Say it again, Ebenezer. Thus far has the Lord brought us. I conclude. Why have I said all of this to you? It is to let you understand that as has been with this church, so shall it be in your personal life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It cannot be that you have associated yourself with this church and you are affiliated with it in one way or the other that heaven has not taken notice of you.
Amen.
It is not possible.
Amen.
And as he has done with this church, I declare to you,
Jesus,
that God will do same in your life.
Amen.
And that is why I say again to you, my friend, that during the second half of 2024, God himself will bring you into a series of changing of levels.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And you'd experience these changes practically in every critical area and dimension.
Amen.
Of your life. In your relationship with God.
Amen.
There'll be a change in level.
Amen.
When I say it, say, there'll be a change in level.
Amen.
Say it again, there'll be a change in level.
There'll be a change in level.
In your spirituality. In your knowledge of Christ. In your business. In your closeness with God. In your holiness and purity. In your finances. In your marriage. In your business. In your education. I declare prophetically to you, in all these areas, there will be a change in levels.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So expect it. And there are going to be three critical ways that you're going to experience this changing of levels. And you are going to experience it from faith to faith. You will experience it from strength to strength. And you will experience it from glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
And next week, I'm going to take you deeper in the journey. The journey of change in levels.
Amen.
It's going to be from faith to faith.
Amen.
From strength to strength.
Amen.
And from glory to glory.
Amen.
Rise up to your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus and give him praise.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up your hands to the Lord. Nyawaya mame dosu, nyawaya mame sombo, mifrima kume, eni ma dinina, mekase, midawase, mifrima kume mo. Aye ye shema koma ma
Nami mo nami
O asida Ashema koma koma ma
Nami mo nami
Every say
I
Onyame wa si da ye bebre me free me mo ani ma ku me mo
onyame wa si da ye bebre
oh me free me mo We give you thanks. We give you praise.
Jesus.
We bless your holy name. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. Just lift up your voices right now and give thanks to the Lord and bless his name. Bless him. Thank the Lord for changing our level as a church. He hasn't finished with us yet. He's taking us higher. And as he's doing with this church, so will he do with each and every one of us. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you are here today and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. That means that you are not born again. You have not consciously and deliberately surrendered your life to Christ. But today, on this day that you've heard about changing levels, you must understand that God wants to do exactly that, change your level. And it's going to happen by receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. How can we close this service without giving you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to give your heart to Jesus. You want to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Perhaps you are watching us, and right there in your room, I assure you that Christ can see you. And he's reaching out to you. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please lift up your right hand wherever you are. And I'm going to pray with you. Even in there, in your room, lift those hands up and let me pray with you. God bless you. Now say this prayer with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Oh God, I need you. And without you, I can do nothing. Today, I humble myself and I bow my knees to Jesus. I receive him as my Lord and my personal Savior. For the rest of my life, I will serve him. I will follow him. I will live for him. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, 30th of June, 2024, I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, let everybody say, Amen.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.